There's been a sense of desperation in the culinary world since the pandemic hit last year. First, restaurants were forced to close their doors for 2 weeks, followed by limited operations with takeout-only models. For Doug McLoney, chef at Pop's Southern Style Barbecue and Farmers, it was a major blow. Prior to working at Pop's, Doug had actually landed his dream job, working as the head chef of a farm-to-table restaurant in Winchester.
And it just opened December of 2019, I want to say. And I became the head chef and everything until COVID came. And where it was a new restaurant, they really didn't know what they were getting into. And with the pandemic and everything, I lost my job.
But McLoney says he's one of the lucky ones, being one of the few who has been able to stay in the field amid COVID-19. And for Tim Kokendorfer, operating partner of Reno's Roadhouse in Moorhead, calling the pandemic an unexpected obstacle would be an understatement.
COVID-19's been something that, no one ever thought could happen or would happen. It was kind of almost something out of a movie.
Both businesses have pulled through. McLoney says Pop's actually did quite well, all things considered. However, Reno's saw losses between 35 and 40% compared to 2019. And that was after expanding the original business model. Kokendorfer says while the restaurant was always at the forefront of business, at times they also operated as a grocer of sorts.
The biggest thing was we had to get really creative and figure out different ways that we could sell food and do things. We had a little convenience store. We were selling frozen meats. That way we could keep up with just some revenue coming in and out and figuring out what the community really needed. And we tried to help with selling the frozen meats and doing different stuff so people wouldn't have to go in the stores. They could come here, open their trunks, and we put the food in their car to kind of save them from being in contact with COVID-19.
But now, with people being vaccinated and restrictions easing, restaurants throughout the city are seeing major increases in sales. So the problem becomes finding employees to meet the demand. Kokendorfer says prior to the pandemic, it was fairly easy to schedule staff around slower periods of the day, but with people excited to return to normal, those slow periods are non-existent, and hiring adequate help almost seems impossible.
With the university not being 100% or some kids staying home doing classes, that's hard as far as the hiring on the server side. But with the cooks as well, we don't have a full staff kitchen as we normally do. We're still short probably in the kitchen 10 people, and then on the serving floor anywhere from 20 to 25.
Pop's and Reno's are among several businesses offering higher wages in the search for employees. Traveling through Moorhead, signs can be seen at restaurants offering wages of $9, $10, and $12 an hour. But McLoney says that hasn't been the remedy it would seem. The higher wages have actually attracted many people who haven't worked in the food industry before, and most of the time, they don't stick around for long.
We work a lot of hours, definitely. It's hard to find help, and when we do find help, they usually only last a couple days. It has become a lot harder because you do have to offer more money. You really do to have somebody come out. And even when you do offer them more money, they only, stay a couple days because it's people that haven't been in the restaurant business and they don't realize how hard it is.
So what about industry veterans? Well, McLoney says when the pandemic hit last year, many of them realized what little job security they had, so they haven't been quick to return if they end up doing so at all.
They were dropped like a hat, and it's understandable because for years, you have people that work 20, 30 years in the restaurant business, and a pandemic comes along and suddenly they don't have a job and they can't find a job because no restaurant was hiring during the pandemic.
But the thing is, both McLoney and Kokendorfer think the pandemic could end up having a positive effect on the industry overall. For Kokendorfer, he says the learning experience has been tremendous.
It made us really think. It made us really sit down and say, okay, what are things that we aren't doing well and what are things that we can improve on? And it's given us time and people where restaurants have shut down and they've had three excellent cooks and those cooks need jobs. So they come work for us or Cracker Barrel somewhere else, and it essentially makes our restaurant and their restaurants better by, I'm not saying some places going out is a good thing, but it gave an opportunity for us to strategize differently.
And McLoney believes once everything settles, there will be some newfound respect and treatment of people in his line of work.
In kitchens, you don't sit down. There's no chairs to sit down. You're on your feet your whole shift unless you take your break. And, in a lot of restaurants, you don't get breaks. You can't just get up in the middle of making food and, go and sit down for 20 minutes. So I think that really, I think this shortage will really make companies, restaurants, and really the world see how much restaurant people really do work.
For WMKY News, I'm Tanner Boyd.